That gospel has been preached in countless places, countless times, down through the centuries of the Christian era, by bishops in cathedrals and basilicas, by humble country priests in little chapels and out-of-the-way places, by pastors beyond counting in city and suburban churches and places such as we usually worship, over and over again, year after year after year, these words of Jesus have been proclaimed in the gospel and then preached by a preacher, heard, and we'd like to believe, received with open hearts and minds by the Christian people. And it is fascinating, as well as important, to notice together that there is always what you might call a twofold dimension to the preaching and the hearing of this gospel. There can be no doubt that it has always had the same meaning every time in every place it was preached, even if the preacher was too dull-witted to know it. It has always had one meaning in every place the gospel is told. Jesus is saying, push out from your security. Let yourself go out into the depths. Take a risk. Take a terrible chance on me in faith. Lower your nets is to enter into the work of the gospel in a deeper and fuller way and believe it. Your catch will be to overflowing. Trust in the Lord. Go the way of Jesus. Risk. Take that sacred chance, and the reward of the Lord will be beyond your measure. It's always meant that. It has always meant that. And yet, every time that this gospel has been preached, I think it's safe to say, it has had as many meanings as there were people and ears to hear it. That is part of the wonder of the way in which our God speaks to us. Never exactly the same, not even to any two, not even perhaps to husband and wife, mother and son, father and daughter. Always the gospel has a uniqueness because each of God's people is profoundly unique. Think of it. There have been times when that gospel was told again, and one person in the congregation was a young man, afraid of the terrible possibilities of volunteering to serve his country in the military in a time of war, who then heard Jesus say, "Launch out into the deep. I will be with you." Who then went off to war, and perhaps even at the same moment in the same church, there was a young man whose conscience was telling him, "This war is madness. Our leaders are misleading us. I must stand up and risk the disapproval, even the condemnation of my parents and sisters and brothers, and say, I will not serve." This gospel has been proclaimed in places where a young woman in the congregation was somebody who decided, "I'm not going to have any kids. I wouldn't know how to handle it in this crazy, mixed-up world," but heard Jesus saying, "Launch out into the deep. Open yourself to that child who is until now only in the loving mind of God, and I'll be with you in the carrying, in the nurturing, and the raising." Even as another woman in the same congregation heard Jesus speak this gospel and heard it as a call to forsake family and the intimacy of a conjugal relationship and go off to contemplative life in a religious community or as a missionary to a foreign culture. Isn't that fantastic when you think of it? When Jesus speaks, he's always saying the same thing to everybody. Come, follow me, go my way, take that chance, launch out into the deep, lower your nets. And in spite of all your practical experience before this, that it can't be done, it will be done by me through you. And every time he says it, for each person, it can have a meaning so special, so personal, so immediate, that no one else could claim to have heard the voice in quite the same way. And so wherever the preacher who comes upon this gospel, in God's name he ought always to be filled with reverence for this word he preaches, knowing it always has that universal meaning, the call to commit oneself to a deeper experience of the Christian life. But what that means in a particular personal way is only for God and the sacred individual to say. It is knowing that, reverencing that in my heart and in my mind, that I can only suggest to you tonight that maybe God is speaking to the people of God at Our Lady, Queen of Peace, in that universal way, in that unique and very personal way, and yet in a new dimension to us as a community, as we proclaim this, the beginning of our commitment as a parish to tithe unto the Lord. To at last, at a greater depth than we ever have before, to take seriously the Lord who says, let go, and then you will take hold. Be generous beyond fault, and you will be enriched beyond your dreams. As pastor of the parish, in harmony and of one mind with the leaders of the parish, I proclaim this, the beginning of our challenge, responding to the word of Jesus, to take a portion, a best portion, of our money and our material resources and commit them unto the Lord. And I see you there, like so many tired fishermen and women who have been fishing all night and know it can't be done. You can't stretch that dollar any further. If you're going to be practical about this, you've got to realize you've already reached the limits. And I suggest that Jesus is saying, do not be afraid. Push out into the deep. Lower your nets, your security yet more, and your nets will be filled to overflowing.